The defense that produced 11 takeaways all season just picked off Matthew Stafford's Rams 3 times in one joint practice, all 3 by linebacker Justin Barron, with 5-plus would-be sacks besides, against the league's best offense. In July, we said Dallas had the widest gap in football, a top-5 offense welded to that dead-last defense, and spent everything on the broken half. A first-time coordinator from the Fangio tree, 2 Pro Bowl linemen by trade, both first-round picks. Dead last to average was the likely journey, dead last to good was the unpaid bet. Last Sunday, we called it confirmed because camp was producing takeaways daily against the team's own top-5 offense, and we named the Rams practice as the single most informative event on the August calendar, Christian Parker's install against the league's best offense instead of his own. That practice happened Tuesday in Los Angeles, and by the available accounts, the defense won it going away. Linebacker Justin Barron intercepted 3 passes, 1 off Matthew Stafford, 2 off backup Stetson Bennett, per Patrick Walker and Tommy Yarish at the team's website, which also credited 5-plus would-be sacks spread across Shamar James, Donovan Ezirawaku, Isaiah Land and Quinnen Williams, plus pass breakups from Shaven Revel and Julius Wood, all against Sean McVay's operation. Brian Schottenheimer afterward, "We're a different defense. The mentality and mindset of the defense is different, and that's great." DeMarvian Overshone said first-year coordinator Parker called plays like a longtime veteran coordinator. The honest asterisk? That detail comes from team site coverage, and independent accounts of the practice were thinner in what we could access. The offense held its own on its own terms. Dak Prescott threw 4 red zone touchdowns, 2 to CeeDee Lamb and 1 each to Kevontae Turpin and Brevin Spanford. George Pickens won a back shoulder rep against Emmanuel Forbes, and Tyler Guyton left briefly for an injury evaluation and returned, with Schottenheimer calling him one of the most talented tackles I've ever been around. Then Saturday in Seattle, the Cowboys beat the Seahawks 17-7 in a game few projected starters entered on either side. Prescott did not play. The defense reads first. Parker's reserves allowed 156 total yards and 76 through the air, pitched a shutout over the final 3.5 quarters, made a goal line stand, forced 2 red zone turnovers on downs, and sacked Seattle's quarterbacks 3 times, per the team's recap and Nathan Carceno at Roundtable Sports. The one thing the night did not produce is the July stat itself. No interceptions, no fumbles recovered. Stops, not takeaways, worth logging precisely because takeaways are the audited item. The offensive story was the second quarterback race and an undrafted receiver. Sam Howell got the start, and the entire first half, Randy Gerzy at Cowboys on SI reads that as Howell gaining the upper hand on Joe Milton, and went 8 of 12 for 94 yards without a turnover, including a 16-play drive. Milton took the second half, completing 12 passes for 107 yards and a touchdown. Both threw scores to Camden Brown. 3 catches, 62 yards, 2 touchdowns, the second a one-handed grab in the corner of the end zone, with the team site calling him the true star of the game. Brown spent 3 seasons at Auburn before a 1,079-yard year at Georgia Southern, per Carcino, and he caught his first pass from Prescott with the first team on Thursday. Filed with the standard disclaimer, backup production against backups, and with the observation that this camp keeps minting these candidates. The blemish ledger? 5 penalties for 54 yards in the first half, running back Phil Maffa ruled out with a chest contusion, and Barron, Tuesday's 3-interception linebacker, going in for a cognitive evaluation. The remaining threads from last week, in order. Revel and Kobe Durant are still battling for the starting corner job opposite Darren Bland, per Thursday's practice notes. And Marquise Bell intercepted Prescott on a throw meant for Pickens the same day. The practice takeaways have not slowed. Rookie linebacker Jishon Barham's groin issue isn't believed serious, per Todd Archer at ESPN. And Parker offered this via Jerry Trotta at the Landry Hat. "We had a vision for him when we drafted him, and that's coming to life." On Stephen Jones's talk of further defensive additions, no reporting we can attribute has moved this. One account of active trade and free agent talks circulated but wasn't accessible, so it stays unconfirmed. Same for safety Elijah Clark, who limped off last Saturday. Nothing found in the sources we accessed. Princeton Fant's torn ACL remains season-ending, with no new reporting. Does the July framing hold? Confirmed. The renovation was purchased to make a dead-last defense hard to move and hungry for the ball, and this week it stifled the league's best offense in practice, took the ball away 3 times in one afternoon through Barron alone, then held a live opponent to 156 yards. The remaining gap between practice and games is that Saturday produced stops rather than takeaways. What would change it? the takeaway behavior showing up in actual game action, and the health file on Baron's evaluation and Mafa's chest. We'll check Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.